ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं
नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
ततो जयो धीरहि
ततो जयो धीरहि
नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु
नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
भगवती उत्तम श्लोके
भगवती उत्तम श्लोके
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी
कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय
कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय
देवकी नन्दनाय च
देवकी नन्दनाय च
नन्दगोपकुमाराय
नन्दगोपकुमाराय
गोविन्दाय नमो नमः
गोविन्दाय नमो
नमः श्रीमद् श्रीमद्भागवतम् कैंटो 4 Chapter 8, titled Dhruva Maharaj Leaves Home for the Forest, Text 56. Labdhva Dvaya Dravyamayim Archanam
Labdhva
Dravyamayim Archanam
Labdhva Dravyamayim Archanam
Shiti Amva Dishu Vachayat
Shiti Amva Dishu Vachayat
Amritatma Muni Shanto
Amritatma Muni Shanto
Yatavan Hitamanyabha
Yatavan Hitamanyabha
Labdhva Dravya Mahim Acham
Labdhva Dravya Mahim Acham
Shiti Amva Dishu Vachayat
Shiti Amva Dishu Vachayat
Abhratatma Muni Shanto
Abhratatma Muni Shanto
Yatavan Mitavanyabhu
Yatavan Mitavanyabhu
Labdhva Dravya Mahim Archam
Labdhva Dravya Mahim Archam
Sthiti Amvadishu Vachaye
Sthiti Amvadishu Vachaye
Abhratatma Muni Shanto
Abhratatma Muni Shanto
Yatavan Mitavanyabhu
Yatavan Mitavanyabhu Labdhva Dravya Mahim
Archam
Sthiti Amva Adishu Vachaye Abhritatma Muni Shanto Yatavan Mitavanyabhu
Labdhva Dravya Mahim Archam
Sthiti Amva Adishu Vachaye
Abhritatma Muni Shanto
Yatavan Mitavanyabhu
Labdhva Dravya
Mahimacham
Sthiti Amva Adishu Vachaye
Abhritatma Muni Shanto
Yatavan Mitavanyabhu
Labdhva Dravya Mahim Archam
Sthiti Amva Adishu Vachaye
Abhritatma Muni Shanto
Yatavan Mitavanyabhu Ma, please.
Labdhva Dravya Mahim Archam
Sthiti Amva Adishu Vachaye
Abhritatma Muni Shanto
Yatavan Mitavanyabhu Word to word Labdhva By getting Dravya Mahim Made of physical elements Archam Worshipable deity, Sthiti, earth, Ambu, water, Adishu, beginning with,
Va,
और
आचरे
वर्षित
आवृतात्मा
वन विस्फुल्ली सेल्फ कंट्रोल
मुनिही A great personality. Shantaha.
Peacefully.
Yatavak.
Controlling the force of talking.
Mita.
Frugal.
Vanyabhog.
Eating whatever is available in the forest.
Translation of Bhagavad by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shubhrabhupada.
Translation. It is possible to worship a form of the Lord made of physical elements such as earth, water, pulp, wood and metal. In the forest, one can make a form with no more than earth and water and worship Him according to the above principles. A devotee who has full control over his self should be very sober and peaceful and must be satisfied simply with eating whatever fruits and vegetables are available in the forest. It is essential for a devotee to worship the form of the Lord and not only meditate upon the form of the Lord within his mind with the chanting of the mantra given by the spiritual master. The worship of the form must be present. The impersonalist takes unnecessary trouble to meditate upon or worship something impersonal, and the path is very precarious. We are not advised to follow the impersonalist way of meditating on or worshipping the Lord. Dhruva Maharaj was advised to worship a form made of earth and water, because in the jungle, if it is not possible to have a form made of metal, wood or stone, the best process is to take earth mixed with water and make a form of the Lord and worship Him. The devotee should not be anxious about cooking food. Whatever is available in the forest or in the city, among the fruit and vegetable groups, should be offered to the deity, and the devotee should be satisfied eating that. He should not be anxious to have very palatable dishes. Of course, wherever it is possible, one should offer the deities the best foodstuffs prepared within the category of fruits and vegetables, cooked and or uncooked. The important factor is that the devotee should be regulated, mita bhuk. That is one of the good qualifications of a devotee. He should not hanker to satisfy the tongue with a particular kind of foodstuff. He should be satisfied to eat whatever prasad is available by the grace of Lord. Om Adhyam Niranasya Dhyanajala Sharakya Chakshurumitam Yena Asmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamriyam Nadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Vrnatapitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sadhutam Kayanasam Sagana Vrnatapitam Vrnatapitamscha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Vishnaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prachayane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Desha Shatayane Namo Mahanamine Kaurishe Namana He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopiha Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapakanchana Gaurami Rahe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhalu Mase Devi Nanami Nagritye Vancha Kalpataru Vrishya Kripa Sindhu Yevacha Patitanam Bhavne Kano Vrishnavetyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Radhan Shri Vasani Yor Vrakarinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukam karoti vachalam pangunam haite girim, yatra vartamanadhe shri guru dhyanayam, paramanatamarvam shri chaitanyeshwaram. Hare Krishna. Warm welcome to all of you. welcome everyone for today's special Sunday feast class. So as per my remembrance, last year at the same time, I was given the opportunity to serve all the Vaishnavas by giving a class, just one day before Nityananda Chaturdashi. But that day I spoke about Nityananda, but this time I've been asked to speak about Varahadevi.
Yes.
So in this shloka that we're discussing about Dhruva Maharaj leaving for forest. So as we all know, the past time what exactly happened, Dhruva Maharaj was insulted, and then his mother told him, go to the forest and worship the Supreme Personality. And when he's going to the forest, he meets a wonderful personality, Narad Muni. Yes. And when he meets him, Narad Muni starts testing him in various ways. In fact, there are wonderful verses which says that Tutse ne upayacharya, there's something like that. Yes. So many places it is said like that by Narad Muni. But Dhruva Maharaj was so determined that come what may, I will attain the Lord. And then Narad Muni understood, now I have to help him out. And then he starts describing about the form of the Lord. And after describing the form of the Lord, he gave the Diksha Mantra. This is the part of the, just before this, he gave the Diksha Mantra. And now he's talking about worshipping the form of the Lord. I really wonder how impersonalists really rejoice in having meditating on nothing. Yes? Or something like that. Just imagine there's so many wonderful forms of the Lord. Yes? Krishna himself, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Tribhanga, Shyam Sundar, so beautiful. Narasimha Dev, who does not love Narasimha Dev? In fact, any newcomer who comes to ISKCON, the first aarti which he learns is Narasimha aarti. Yes, that's a favorite aarti for everyone. In fact, while preaching in college, back in Goa, so whenever we used to ask that, what should we sing on special occasions, some Vaishnava bhajan, they used to say Narasimha aarti. Yes. And there's so many other forms. And one such beautiful form of the Lord is Lord Varaha. Yes. And today is an auspicious day of Lord's appearance, Varahadevi's appearance. So let's discuss the pastime of Varahadevi, how he appeared, for what purpose he appeared, and what all things he did. So first we'll start with the villain, and then we'll go for the hero. Okay, ready everyone?
Yes.
So the four-year-old kids, the four Kumaras, if you see the photo, it's so beautiful. Nude totally, nothing over the body, having a Brahmanical thread and having a long shikha. That just the looking at the photo, it gives so much of bliss. So these four Kumaras, they went to Vaikuntha. They wanted to see the Lord. And at the gate, Jaya and Vijaya, they were standing. And they obstructed the four Kumaras. They did not allow them to go inside. Now when this happened, the four Kumaras got very angry. Yes? And they started talking to these two doorkeepers, Jaya and Vijaya. Sometimes they feel very pity on security guards. Yes? Like the owner of the house has said that don't allow anyone. And from outside some powerful personality comes and he says, you know who am I? Leave me inside. Now this person isn't fixed, what to do? Allow this person or not allow? This was somewhat about Jaya and Vijaya. And as soon as Jaya and Vijaya stopped these four personalities, they started speaking that this is a place which is complete harmony. Vaikuntha is a place of complete harmony. Where from this fear is coming? You people are disharmonious. You're not eligible to stay in this place. There cannot be any duality in Vaikuntha, and you're showing the duality, so you're not eligible to stay here. And they cursed Jaya and Vijaya. So my question to you all is, who is correct? Jaya Vijaya or four Kumaras? So Mataji says Jaya Vijaya. Yeah? Both are correct. Huh? How can it be possible? Someone has to be wrong. Huh? Who?
Not planned.
Okay. So I'll give you one pastime from Gaur Leela and you'll understand whose side we can take. Feast. Now when both of them came, a nice feast was arranged and nicely it was served in the plate
Nityananda Prabhu, he started joking with Advaita Acharya. If you read that part of Gaurilila, it's very, very beautiful. The discussion between the Avadhoot Nityananda Prabhu and the Acharya Advaita. So Nityananda Prabhu started saying, I was fasting for so long. Now this, he's looking at the footstep and he's talking this. I was fasting from so long, today I felt that my fast can be broken. But looking at this, I think I have to fast today also. And then, you know, the Prasadam is served. Advaita Acharya is hearing, and then Advaita Acharya starts replying. He says, look, you are an avadhut. You are a person who is supposed to roam in the forest. Yes. And you have to sustain in fruits and roots. Yes. So whatever is there, be satisfied. And then Nityananda Prabhu is saying, whatever it is, you are inviting me to your place, you should feel santushti. But I don't think it is possible here looking at this quantity. And then, you know, there's a discussion continued, a lot of discussion is there. And then both of them started having prasadam. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Both of them are having prasadam. Advaita Acharya is filling the bowl and the plate as soon as it is getting empty. And after everything was done, and Nityananda Prabhu started commenting, I'm still hungry. My hunger is not fulfilled. And then Advaita Acharya started saying, that we know, you are an outcast Paramahamsa. Yes, I don't know what does this mean, but he said, you are an outcast Paramahamsa. Yes, and you have come to this place. We don't know your caste and creed. I don't know where you have come from. Yes. And then he started saying all this. And then Nityananda Prabhu started fighting almost with Advaita Acharya. There's a fight between Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya. And here, if I'm not wrong, it's Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he says, in this fight, if you take side of any one of the devotee, that devotee who is taking side will actually go to hell. Yes. So this is like caution. So whenever there is fight between two devotees, you know, we have to stay far distant and enjoy what is happening there. We cannot take of anyone. Yes. So we cannot take side of Jaya Vijay or four Kumaras. Yes. Why, you know? When the curse was given by the four Kumaras, Jaya and Vijay, Lord comes out and Lord speaks very beautifully. He says that firstly he begs forgiveness from four Kumaras. Oh, this is how wonderful our Lord is. Vishnu comes out beautifully. You should read that part, because it will be very difficult for me to tell that, every aspect of Bhagavatam, its description here. So that part describes the beautiful form of the Lord. Having the lotus flower and the other paraphernalia, the Kaustubha Mani and Sri Vatsa, the beautiful helmet and the earring and so, and the beautiful garland. He's coming out in front of these four naked people. Yes, and what he's saying? Please forgive me, on behalf of these two people, because I am their master. Yes. And then Lord Vishnu, he tells a very beautiful thing. That in Vaikuntha, whatever you saw, that cannot happen. But it was my plan. Yes, it was my plan. And so it is getting executed. So please forgive them. So here we see that, whenever we see one particular aspect about a devotee, suppose a devotee is not doing well, or something happens with a devotee, when we start analyzing, why this devotee is behaving like this, or why this devotee's life is having so many things which are going on, we have nothing to do with it. Yes? Because it's between the and the Lord. So this is what we see here. The Lord is saying this, and the four Kumaras, they say finally, they are so humbled by smelling the fragrance of the tulsi placed on the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. They start speaking, saying, oh Lord, you can punish us, and whatever punishment you want to give to these two devotees, you can give. And the Lord, as we all know, then these two devotees, Jaya and Vijay, they were sent to this material world to act as demons or enemies. See, Lord is always bored, sitting there in Vaikuntha. There's no fight, no action. Everyone is serving him, around. As soon as Lord desires something, it is there. So he also wants a different rasa called as Virya Rasa. Yes, the fighting rasa. And for that, he with people like me and you. Yes. He needs some strong people There are many atheists around. Lord will not prefer to fight with them also. Yes? In one of the class I was hearing Shri Guru Maharaj. So Guru Maharaj was saying, Ye chote keede mokore machar. No, regarding atheists you are saying. Yes. So he's calling the atheist as insects. So in front of the Lord will be nothing. So Lord has to send his personal associates, no, so that he can fight with them. So these two people come down. So this is one part. Now the other one is, the other part of the pastime. That two other devotees, Kashyapa and Diti. So Kashyapa offering his sacrifice, and by the arrangement of the Lord, Diti, she got intense desire to beget children. And she goes to Kashyapa Muni. This was evening time. She goes to Kashyapa Muni and she starts convincing him that really I'm very much interested to beget children. And I was hearing in one of the sessions of class that Daksha Maharaj, he married his 13 daughters to Kashyapa Muni. The other 12 daughters had some children, but Diti did not have. So she had this intense desire that I want at least one son, at least I want some kids. And with that intense desire, she approaches Kashyapa. And Kashyapa Muni is saying that this is not the right time. This is the evening time where the Lord Shiva with his associates, that is ghosts, will be going around. And this is not the right time to beget children or to get into the act of begetting children. Then, but Diti, she was not listening to Kashyapa Muni. It's almost like Lord Shiva is telling Sati that don't go to your father's place. And Sati is like, no, I have to go. Yes. Similarly here, Kashyapa Muni gave full logical analysis why it shouldn't be done at this time. But Diti is like, I want. And then she was pulling the cloth of Kashyapa Muni. And then Kashyapa Muni glorifies Diti very nicely. If you read that glorification, you'll find that it's so nice. So I was telling him while preparing for this class to Harikshita Prabhu that if the husbands start glorifying wives like this, then there will be no fight at home. You should read that description if you get time. Yes. And then they both united at a secluded place. And after uniting, Diti comes back to her senses. And then she realizes what mistake she has done. And then Kashyapa Muni starts describing that there will be two demonic people whom you will be giving birth to. This particular pastime is narrated at various places in Garbhadhan Samskar classes. There is a very, very important aspect called Garbhadhan Samskar where the parents or the husband and wife, they come together after doing some rituals to beget a child. And that is very, very important. In fact, in ISKCON, there are so many sannyasis, like great stalwarts like His Holiness Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj Natharsh, they are stressing so much on Garbhadhan Samskar nowadays. Yes. Because that is the samskara, the initial samskara to attract a very pious soul, yes, to the womb of that lady. And if that happens, then that pious soul can do wonders, wonders when he comes to this material world. Yes, in terms of preaching and other aspects. Yes. But now we see that since this particular samskara is not done, and normally the act of begetting children is normally done in the unfavorable time, we see there are so many demonic personalities all around. Yes. In fact, the recent incident of the Kashmir incident, yes, where our soldiers were killed. What is this? This is nothing but demonic mentality. Yes. Literally, the demons can do this. If you read the article, you'll understand only demons can do this. Another very nice thing which you can relate to, I'm going to just tell you. How people are demonic and what sort of demonic people are being begot by different parents and what parents have to go through. So there's a recent article which some devotee showed me. So this personality, his name is Rafal Sarul, 27-year-old businessman from Mumbai. So this person, he lodges a complaint in the court against his parents. Two reasons for that. He says that these people did not take my consent before begetting me. Yes. And the second thing he says, they actually were not interested to beget me.
Just for their own enjoyment, they got together and the byproduct. So they should be punished. Can you imagine this demonic mentality? Yes? And then there were some spiritual lines also which I could feel. This world is full of suffering. I have so many problems here in this world. Only because these two people begot me. So I filed a case against them. This is the effect of not, you know, undergoing the samskaras called Garbhadhan samskara. Yes. And now what happens? These amazing, wonderful kids, you know, they were born. That is Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. When Kashyapa Muni, he was telling Diti that such type of kids will be born to you, such type of children you will be getting. This lady, you know, she tried her best not to allow the kids to come out from the womb. You know, for how many months?
100 years.
100 years she held these two demonic personalities inside the womb. And because of that, the pressure, you know, from the womb, because of these two demonic personalities, were drowning the entire universe in darkness. Yes. And finally, she had to beget these two kids. And as soon as they were born, it is described, they assume a huge form. Yes. It's so nice, no? Then not much of Natak will be there, where, you know, small kids are in trouble. Yes. They literally became very big, and it's described when they were begot, they were very bad women all around. It's almost like a movie where the villains are entering, and, you know, there's thundering, there's darkness, there's dogs, no, they're crying out, and, you know, the birds are just falling down, and the waves of the river or the waves of the sea is shown, you know, like really turbulent. And one nice thing, or not nice thing, no, one very weird thing which I could read here is the cows, no, they were not giving milk, they are pouring blood. Yes. This was the entire scenario when these two wonderful kids, they were born. Yes, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. And as soon as they were born, they didn't wait for something. They started with their own activities. Hiranyaksha, nothing is there. Why are people looking there? Now, I kept it because I have to display some things on this. So Hiranyakashipu, he started going around. He started conquering different places. Hiranya means gold and Kashipu means soft bed. So he was interested in wealth and women. And Hiranyaksha, Hiranya means gold and Aksha means eyes. So this person's eyes was always on the gold to get it and satisfy his brother. It's very nice brothers. Yes. So Hiranyaksha, he was doing anything and everything possible to help his brother being satisfied. And now Hiranyaksha started doing. Hiranyaksha, he started going to all the heavenly kingdom. Now the demigods got to know that some demonic personality, which is very, very troublesome personality, is coming. Because when Hiranyakashipu used to just raise his one eyebrow, Indra and other demigods are shivering in fear. Now just imagine his personal associate, Hiranyaksha, is coming directly to your visit. What will happen? Hiranyaksha comes to the heavenly abode, and he's checking. Anyone at home? No one. Everyone are hiding at different places. No one came out. Yes. And Hiranyaksha, he felt, yes, you know, conquered that place. So he conquered up. Now he wanted to get inside the ocean. He started going inside the ocean, diving with him. And he was going, just swimming and swimming and swimming, and finally reached the kingdom of Varun Dev, that is Vibhavari. When he reached the kingdom of Varun Dev, he paid obeisance. Normally when devotees pay obeisance, they ask blessing, right? That you're such a nice Vaishnava, please bless me. This is what even Hiranyaksha did. He paid obeisance. Oh, Supreme Lord, I want you to fight with me. Yes. In this way, he's paying obeisance. But, you know, Varun Dev, he's like a devotee after all. You know, Krishna Bhakta Badachatur. What he says, you know, look, I'm very old. I cannot fight. You're so dynamic, you're so young, so strong. You cannot fight with a old person. But I can tell you, there is a personality who's equivalent to you, and you can fight with him. And then he says, the supreme personality, Vishnu, has come in the form of Varaha. You can fight with him. He is very, very strong. And then he adds a line, that he is the one who will be personification of that for you. And hearing this, the people should be fearful, right? Hiranyakshapa felt very nice. Chalo koi to hai aisa competition ke liye. Yes. And then Hiranyaksha, he started searching for Varadev. Now in this, one very important thing is, Hiranyaksha, now being an asura, he has got all the wonderful qualities of asura. If you read 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the first three verses talks about divine qualities. But the fourth verse talks about the demonic quality. Dambha, Darpa, Abhiman. Dambha means pride. Yes? Pride of oneself. My question is, what are we really proud of? What do we have to be proud of? Firstly, what is our size? Yes, what is our size? Yes, Omgo, what is our size? Don't say 5 feet. Yes, you take the tip of the hair and divide it into 100 parts. Then take one part, again divide it into 100 parts. That tiny area. Yes. But pride, no, it's like we can distribute to the entire world. That is our size. In fact, the demigods, when they look at us, the people staying in Bhumandal, so they actually feel very pity. They look at us as if they're looking at not the hog's eating stool. Yes. That is our condition when they look, you know, from there. They feel very, very pity. Why these people are starving so much? Yes. And towards the end, we'll also see the good prayers of demigods. Yes. And now when we say that we are so small and, you know, people are looking at us, you know, in so much of pity attitude. One more thing that we can understand is, we are stuck badly here. We are stuck in this material world and still we are feeling, oh, there's a lot of comfort here. No, let me enter. And because of all these comfort that we have, all the positions that we have, we get proud. Yes. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, if I'm not wrong, he makes a statement that this world is like a toilet. And what are we supposed to do in the toilet? Yes, read newspaper and enjoy or do something like that. Yes. Get out of the place. Finish your job and get out of the place. Yes. But now people settle here with pride. Not now, but with pride. Yes. And one of them, now the founder Acharya is Hiranyaksha here. Yes. Of this very nice quality of Dambha, pride. Now this person starts searching for Varadev. And in searching for Varadev, Narad Muni comes in picture. It's very nice. Narad Muni is there in every pastime you can see. Yes. He gets the live, you know, telecast of what is happening. Or no, live darshan, not telecast, live darshan of whatever pastime is happening. Yes. And Narad Muni tells Hiranyaksha, where are you going and what are you searching for? Hiranyaksha reveals, and then Narad Muni says that he is going there. And Varahadev was carrying the earth. Now where did Varahadev come from? Let's get back to another part now. Now what happens is, Brahma, he begot, or his body got expanded to two personalities, right? And one of them is Swayambhuva Manu, right? So Swayambhuva Manu is asking Brahma that, what can I do for you? How can I serve you? And then Brahma is telling that, you know, bigger children. And the next question of Swayambhuva Manu is that, which place am I supposed to do this? Yes, which place am I supposed to bigger children and have those children there? And then Brahma starts meditating. This is during the time of creation. The earth is submerged in the water. Yes. Now earth is submerged in the water. It's not the ocean on the earth, it's the ocean outside the earth. Yes. And the earth is submerged in that water. And Brahma is meditating. Brahma is meditating that how to take this earth out of the water. Yes. And when he's thinking, when he's meditating on this particular aspect, this particular aspect of who will do this task. Yes. So that time, a very wonderful thing happens. From the nose of Brahma, a small personality comes out, size of the thumb. Yes. That is, it's not visible. Yes, switch it on. Is it visible now? Which? And this personality comes out and is none other than Varadev. Yes? And when he comes out, he assumes a huge form. Very huge and very, very beautiful. Varadev ki! Basati dashana shikare dharani tamalakna. In this way, this wonderful personality, he appears in a very, very beautiful form. Can a hog be beautiful? Yes?
Yes.
It can be? Here we see it can be, it is possible. Yes. The Lord took this beautiful form of Varaha. He could have chosen any animal. But he chose this wonderful He chose this wonderful form of a boar or a pig or a hog, whatever you want to call it as. Yes? This wonderful form, just to show that even if Lord assumes, yes, when he appeared in this beautiful form, everyone including Brahma, they're wondering, who is this? They were talking to each other. Brahma and the demigods are talking to each other. That who this personality is? Is he the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And as soon as they are discussing, you know, this aspect of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Varadev roared very loudly. And his roaring, you know, saw confirmation, yes, I am the one. Yes? And this way Varadev appeared. And as soon as he appeared in this beautiful form of having that, you know, wonderful tusk, the white tusk glittering, now the beautiful hair on the body. So now I'm describing the boar form. Yes, even that can be so beautiful. Yes, and you know he's wearing, he has got nice ornaments also that he's wearing. What he does is he goes into the air, and he's glittering very beautifully, and he enters in the ocean. When he enters in the ocean is divided into two parts. And the ocean is praying that please be merciful unto me. Please don't divide me like this. Yes. And Varadev is entering the ocean. And when he's swimming inside, he sees this earthly planet. Yes. And then he sees, he enters. And what he does, you know, before seeing the earthly planet, he's trying to search the earth planet. Yes. And how is he searching? By seeing? By smelling. No, Supreme Personality of Godhead knows everything, you know, what things, where it is. That person, that personality is smelling and trying to find out where the earth is. Very difficult to understand, you know, this wonderful form of the Lord. Yes? How can we understand the form of the Lord, pastimes of the Lord? It's so difficult. Kunti Maharani, she's saying in this verse of Maya Javanika Chandam, you know, you're covered with your Yomaya Shakti and I am covered with this Mahamaya. I can never understand you. And we can actually practically see this. Lord, he has so many different pastimes. Yes. He killed he allowed the six sons of Devaki to be killed. Yes? But he saved the five sons of Kunti. He says, Paritranaya Sadhunam, I come here to protect my devotees. But the Vaishnav Shiromani or Bhakta Shiromani, who is there, that is Bhishma, one of the Mahajans, he orders Arjuna to kill him. Yes? And here in this context, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is smelling. Yes? And here, you know, Gajendra, you know, this is one of the favorite shloka of mine. He is saying how difficult it is to understand. You know what he is saying? Na yasya deva rishaya padam vidur. So he is saying, na yasya deva. Devas cannot understand you. Demigods cannot understand you. Rishaya padam vidur. The rishis cannot understand you. Jantu unako rati gantu melitum. Yata natasya kritibir vicheshtato duratyaya kramana samavatudu. So he is saying that even they cannot understand. I am just a jantu. How can I understand you? And your things, what the activities that you're doing, you know, it's like an artist on the stage. And like, for example, if you don't know what is going on the stage, or what is the story, or what exactly is the essence of that, it's very difficult to interpret, you know, what is happening on the stage. Yes? So if we don't know the past tense of the Lord, or we don't know the essence of it, it's very difficult to understand what is Lord doing. Yes? So in this way, the question is, how can we understand the Lord then? Here, you know, Lord is smelling. In fact, you know, people who are atheistic, it will be so difficult for them not to understand this bold form of the Lord. Yes. Now, a pig-like form, and we're saying Supreme Personality of Godhead. Atheist people will be bewildered. You know, what are you talking about? Atheist people are not able to comprehend the beautiful form of Lord Krishna, which we can relate to. Not two hands, two legs. How can atheist people relate to a whole incarnation? Yes? Then how can we understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead? How is it possible? The prayer which we now chanted. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langhaya tegirim. Understanding the Lord is equivalent to a mukha, a dumb person speaking. Yes? Understanding the Lord is equal to pangum langha. That is a handicap. A person who does not have limbs trying to, you know, climb a mountain. Yes? Is it possible? A dumb person can speak? Yes, a handicapped person can actually climb a mountain? Not possible. Yes. Then the next line says, Yatukam karochi karoti vachalam pangum langhayate girim yat kripa taham bande Sri Guru Dinatharinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram. But by the mercy of Sri Guru, it is possible. It is possible to understand who the Supreme Personality is. Yes. Because He is the one by whose mercy things will be revealed within the heart. Divya Gyan Hridaya Prakashito. This is the Divya Gyan what actually Sri Guru will give. And only by that it is possible to understand the different aspects of the Lord, which is impossible to understand by mortal beings like us. And one of the important things is, like yesterday in one of the classes we were discussing, that how can we attract mercy of the Lord? Now we said, after getting the mercy of the Lord, mercy of Sri Guru, we'll be able to understand the Lord. How to get that mercy? Always remaining in the begging mood will actually attract the mercy. Yes. This regarding mercy, when I was hearing one class, the speaker gave a very nice analogy. A real incident. He said he was traveling in a train. Yes. A beggar entered the train. So this is like Mumbai scenario in the local train. So the beggar entered in the train and he was wearing nice clothes. No? He was wearing, he was wearing a jeans and a shirt. And then also he was having a begging mood. Yes, and he's going to everyone and he's begging. And when he was begging, it seems no one gave a single penny to that person, that beggar. Then comes next beggar. Now the second beggar who was there, it seems, he was having torn clothes, very beady face, yes, having a very dirty begging bowl. Now as if that person has not taken bath for many days. And one limb was covered. And holding a child, very, very pitiable state. And with that pitiable state, he's going around and begging, no, please help. Please help. Without your mercy, no, I cannot do anything. Please help. And to the amazement of this devotee, it seems, everyone there opened their wallet, males and females both, and they started putting Now, Lakshmi, in that waiting moment. Yes. So what is the difference between the two? The first one, you know, was like, okay, mercy there, so okay, I thought, no, already bank balance, I'm just coming here for extra, no, earning. And the other person is like, I really want you. I really want your mercy.
Yes.
So when the person is begging with so much of pity state, yes, literally feeling that the person is in need, then people actually give the money. Similar is our case. If we really want the mercy of the Lord, really, if we are really interested to attain the Lord in this very lifetime, being in that begging mood that I really need you, yes, without you I cannot do anything, that will actually help us out. Yes. So in this way we understand that if we really want to know the Supreme Personality of Godhead, His pastimes, His form, His holy reign, mercy is very important. Mercy of Sri Guru, which comes through Krishna. Yes, sorry, a mercy of Krishna, which comes through Sri Guru. And which is possible when we remain in the begging mood. Yes. So in this way, Varadev is smelling and he enters the ocean. When he enters the ocean, he sees the earth planet and he takes the earth planet with him and he starts swimming up. And then let's join the two parts. Hiranyaksha saw the Lord and he started following him, and we know how the Lord came down. Yes? So Lord is swimming up and Hiranyaksha is following the Lord. Hiranyaksha is saying, wait a minute, I want to fight with you. Oh yes, talking to the Lord. And Lord is just swimming up. And he started chastising. Hiranyaksha, he started chastising. He started saying, you're a coward. I'm calling you for a fight and you're running. He could have fought there, right? Why didn't he fight? Why didn't Varadev fight with Hiranyaksha? He wanted to save the devotee first. Oh, you cannot balance and fight. He's a great personality of God, he can do anything. Yes. In fact, the shloka that we just chanted, or the prayer from Dashavatar that we just chanted, it is said that the earth was looking like a spot, you know, on the moon. So it was just a spot on Varadev's tusk. Other description says that it was looking like a nose ring, a small nose ring. Yes, on the tusk of Varadev. Yes. Can't he fight like that?
He wants to have some rasa before fighting.
Oh, rasa before fighting, okay. I don't want interpretations now, let me tell what Acharya is saying. Acharya said that wife was there with Varadev. So whenever the wife is there with the husband, and even if the robes are not trying to provoke the husband, no, he'll not fight in front of the wife. He'll first go and settle the wife somewhere, and then he'll come out with the captain. Yes? So that's what Varadev did. Varadev said, okay, let me take my wife to some other place and then I'll come and take care of her. So Varadev was going up, that's what Acharya said. And then he goes and places the earth on the water, and then Hiranyaksha and Varadev, they come together for fighting. Yes. Now this scene, you should read in Bhagavatam, and I'll describe some. But if you get time, read it again. It is so beautiful, so very beautiful. Yes. So in the conclusion, I'll again make this point. The Sri Bhaktivinoda Bhagavatam has got everything. It has got nice humor. Yes. Lot of fun is there in that. And the words of Srila Prabhupada and other senior devotees. Romance is also there in that. Yes. Action is there in that. So when we don't take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam to get all this, we take shelter of not IBC TV, the home TV. Yes. And we start taking shelter of the movies and cinemas. See, Lord is so merciful. He knows very well what do we want. Yes. He knows we want action. He knows that we want humor. He knows that lusty feelings. Romance is also needed. He is ready to do anything and everything for the devotees. Yes. He's coming to that level. And that's what Srimad Bhagavatam talks about. And when we read Bhagavatam, when I was reading this part of Hiranyaksha fighting with Varaha, it was not different than watching a movie where a villain and a hero is fighting. Yes. So Hiranyaksha is having a base, and Varadev is also having one. And both of them start fighting. Yes. Now, what Hiranyaksha does is, he takes the base and he strikes smashing on Varadev. But Varadev dodges it. Yes. And then Varadev now tries smashing Hiranyaksha with his mace on his forehead. And again he dodged it. It's almost like a South Indian movie where these things are happening.
In fact, more things will come. Yes. And after this, both of them have started fighting. Both of them are not able to hit each other. Only the mace fighting is going on. Yes. And after some time, yes, this Hiranyaksha, he comes with the mace and with a lot of force, you know, he approaches the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Varaha. Yes. When he approaches with so much of force, and at that time, you know, Varadev with his hind legs, he just hits the mace and the mace is down now. Yes. And Varadev is telling, no, Hiranyaksha, try once again. Yes. Again he lifts it. Now he's like, no, a lot of anger is there. Just imagine it's a, no, for a Kshatriya. If you tell like this, no, clearly, no, try once again. It's a big insult. This Hiranyaksha took it as a big insult. With so much of anger, again he came onto Varadev with a lot of force. Now this time he didn't come by himself. He threw the mace with a lot of force. Yes. Now what happens is, Varadev is standing. And like, you know, the inspiration for South Indian movies taken from here. So the mace comes with a lot of force. And Varadev, very easily, he just catches it. It's almost like a bullet coming in, you know. I'll not take the name of the hero. Yes. All three bullets are there and he's doing like this. Like this. Yes. Everything comes from Srimad Bhagavatam. Everything. Yes. And this fight is going on. And this Varadev, somehow he catches. And Hiranyaksha again comes. And he kicks off the mace from the hand of Varaha. Then Varadev invokes the Sudarshan. Now, what Hiranyaksha does is, he sends a trident from his side. Yes. And what Varadev does, using the Sudarshan, he just crushes the trident into pieces. And looking at this, Varaha is like, outraged, what is going on? Then he just throws everything, he doesn't take any weapon. Now he comes to fist fighting. He's trying to hit Varadev very nicely. But Varadev is standing, yes, very nicely. And in Bhagavatam it is described, the fight or the hittings or the poundings of this personality, Hiranyaksha, was like lotus flower thrown on elephant. This was the feel what Varaha was getting. If you see in the Samudra Manthan pastime, the huge mountain, the Mandara Parvat, that is there on Kurmadev. Very, very heavy. That was sinking in the ocean, and that's why Kurma Avatar, he came there and he was holding that mountain on his back. And they're trying to churn the ocean using the mountain. Yes. And the description says, Kurmadev was feeling small itch, very nice itch, and is described he goes to sleep. This is how strong our Supreme Personality is. Yes, this is how strong he is. Sometimes, the problem comes. We keep go and tell the Lord that this problem is so big. One devotee was saying that instead of telling the Lord how big the problem is, tell your problem that how big and strong my Lord is. Yes? Problems will go away. Don't worry about that. So in this way, the fight is happening. The fist fighting is going on. And then just before this Hiranyaksha, what he does is, he does a lot of yes, of power, mystical power. All the black clouds came into picture. And then a lot of stool, urine, pus, blood, everything started falling. And then the demoness, they came, new demoness came and they started shouting there. Yes, all this was there. Now just imagine Supreme Personality, Godhead is there. How can illusion be prevalent at that place? Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hai Andhakar, Jaha Krishna Taha Nahe Maya Radhikar. Wherever Krishna is there, wherever Surya is there, darkness cannot be present. Maya Devi cannot be present there. Illusion was removed. Yes. And then, this personality, Hiranyaksha, is fighting very nicely. And just before that, all these things started. Brahma told the Lord, now the demonic time is going to start. And he'll become more strong. Yes. It's better that you kill him as soon as possible. Now this fight has begun. Fist fighting is going on. Hiranyaksha is hitting, trying his best to hit. You know what Varadev did? He just slapped Hiranyaksha just below the ear, root of the ear. And this person died. Till now, Varadev was just playing. like Narasimhadev. He was playing, you know, with all the Hiranyakashipu's demonic associate.
Mm-hmm.
Like the cat plays with the mouse. That's how Narasimhadev was playing. Similarly here, Varadeva was just playing, you know, with this small insect-like creature, Hiranyaksha. And just with one slap, gone. Yes. So in this way, Lord Varadev, very amazingly, with not much of effort, he defeated this personality called Hiranyaksha. Yes. Varadev ki!
Jai!
It's so amazing, you know, to have this pastime. And you also see that this personality, Varadev, is not only there in Bhagavatam, he also comes in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different than Radha and Krishna. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nayanya. Shri Krishna Chaitanya is not different than Radha and Krishna. It's a combined incarnation of Radha and Krishna. Yes. And when he's combined incarnation of Radha and Krishna, he also knows all other incarnations. He's the embodiment of all other incarnations. So once, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he heard the wonderful narration of Varahadev. As soon as he heard the narration of Varahadev, he was on the road, he started running to Murari Gupta's house. He ran into Murari Gupta's house, he assumed the beautiful form of Varahadev, then and there in front of Murari Gupta. Yes? And to show that, you know, he's Varaha, he did that pastime of lifting the earth. So here he did not lift the earth. You know what he lifted? He lifted a vessel, a container having water. He nicely lifted and then he tells Murari Gupta, recite prayers. And Murari Gupta started reciting prayers for Varaha. He makes a very beautiful statement. After Murari Gupta's prayers are done, Varahadev says that my devotees are very, very dear to me. But I incarnated as Varaha by my touch with Mother Earth. She didn't say Mother, his wife is. She is. So Earth. So when I touched this planet Earth, we begot a kid or a child whose name was Bhauma. And by the false association or a wrong association of a personality called Banasur, this person Bhauma became Bhaumasur. He started troubling all the devotees. And here Varahadev says, since he started troubling the innocent devotees, I killed him. I don't spare anyone who troubles my devotees. Yes. So this way we see that Varahadev is also there in Lord Leela. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different than Krishna. He's a wonderful personality. Even in one of the pastimes, he also manifests as Narasimha Roop. He also manifests as Ramchandra Roop. So in this way we see that Lord Chaitanya is the embodiment of all the incarnations. Coming back to the Varaha pastime. So in the Varaha pastime, this earth is given a lot of importance. It's a lot of importance. Let's try to understand why this earth is given so much of importance. So there are some verses. Let's read these verses from 5th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Let us switch off. Visible? Anyway, I'll start reading. 5th canto, 19th chapter, 21st shloka. Read this very carefully and you'll realize how fortunate we all are. Very, 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 very inspiring and very, very wonderful verses. Can someone read this loudly? Is anyone on volunteer?
Since the human form of life is in a sublime position for spiritual realization, all the demigods in the heaven speak in this way.
Okay, I think I should only read it more audible in the mic.
Yeah.
How wonderful it is for these human beings who have been born in the land of Bharat Varsha. Demigods are saying this.
Yes.
So they are glorifying us. They must have executed pious acts of austerity in the past, or the supreme personality of God in himself must have been pleased with them. At least in my case, it's not the first one. No, the next one. Supreme Personality of God himself must have been merciful. Yes. Otherwise, how could they engage in devotional service in so many ways? We demigods can only aspire to achieve human birth in Bharat Varsha to execute devotional service. But these human beings are already engaged there. Then it says, the demigods continue. After performing the very difficult task of executing Vedic ritualistic sacrifices, undergoing austerities, observing vows, and giving charity, we have achieved this position as inhabitants of energy planets. But what is the value of this achievement? Here, we are certainly very engaged in material sense gratification, and therefore we can hardly remember the lotus feet of Lord Narayan. Indeed, because our excessive sense gratification, we have almost forgotten his lotus feet. Then they talk about a very wonderful thing. They say, a short life in the land of Bharatvarsha is preferable to a life achieved in Brahmaloka for millions and billions of years. Because even if one is elevated to Brahmaloka, he must return to repeated birth and death. Although life in Bharatvarsha in a lower planetary system is very short, one who lives there can elevate himself to full Krishna consciousness and achieve the highest perfection even in the short life by fully surrendering onto the lotus feet of Lord. Thus one attains Vaikuntha Loka, where there is neither anxiety nor repeated birth in the material world. Then they are saying, we are now living in the heavenly planets. This is a very, very important and a hope-giving verse. Undoubtedly, as a result of our having performed ritualistic ceremonies, pious activities and yajnas, and having studied the Vedas, however, our lives here will one day be finished. We pray, now this is the prayer that all the demigods are offering. We pray that at that time, if any merit remains from our pious activities, we may again take birth in Bharatvarsha as human beings able to remember the lotus feet of the Lord. The Lord is so kind that He personally comes to the land of Bharatvarsha and expands the good fortune of its people. And why Bharatvarsha is so important? Bharatvarsha offers the proper land and circumstances in which to execute devotional service, which can free one from results of jnana and karma. If one obtains a human body in the land of Bharatvarsha, this is an instruction for all of us. If one obtains a human body in the land of Bharatvarsha with clear sensory organs with which to execute the Sankirtan Yajna, but in spite of this opportunity does not take to devotional service, is certainly like liberated forest animals and birds that are careless and are therefore again bound by a hunter. Can you imagine how amazing it is which place we are? We are at that place, what they are talking about. It's not a dream. Please pinch yourself and see. We are there in Bharatvarsha. This is the beauty of the place where we all are in. And it's so amazing that we have got this opportunity to execute devotional service in a very bona fide sampradaya called Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. And even in Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, under the direct guidance of the Senapati Bhakta Srila Prabhupada and his wonderful disciples, who are like blazing fire all around, going and burning the material existence of so many people. Yes? Just by their association, so many people are becoming devotees. And just imagine in Kali Yuga, it is so easy to go home back to Godhead. I should say, it is so simple to go home back to Godhead. Yes? Not easy. So in this way, you know, we understand that we have got this opportunity to go home back to Godhead in this very lifetime. So by taking up devotional service very, very seriously. And one last description about Hiranyaksha's body is there. It is said, when the Lord killed Hiranyaksha, at that time, the body of Hiranyaksha was very, very effulgent, it seems. Yes. Why was his body so effulgent? Touched by the Lord. Yes. Okay. Always saying touched by the Lord. So when the Lord touched Hiranyaksha, he became very pure and his body started shining. Yes? Lord is called as Pavitra. Pavitra means? All pure. That is the name of the Lord. So he's all pure. And anyone who comes in touch of the Lord or anyone who associates with the Lord, either by chanting the holy names or seeing the beautiful form of the Lord or not chanting his pastimes or hearing his pastimes as we did today. Yes? Or any activity related to the Lord, we directly associate with the Lord, and since He is all pure, we can become pure. Right? So in this way we see that finally, now when Hiranyaksha is killed, this person achieves a very nice destination. We understand that how his body is different. So these are the three things, you know, which I wanted to conclude from the session. One, for the first one is, just by associating with the Lord, one can become pure. So we devotees have to be very, very intelligent in planning that how can I associate with the Lord in the entire day. And Lord is so merciful. He knows very well. You know, we people get bored in no time. We're doing one single activity. He has given so many activities as part of devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, and it goes on. Yes. And by Prabhupada's mercy, you are getting all the wonderful opportunities to serve the Lord. Mm-hmm. Just imagine making garlands for the Lord. In the spiritual world, only the gopis are allowed to make the garlands. Mm-hmm. And Manjaris, they make the garlands. And here, yes, IYF, IBF, congregation, everyone is making garlands. Yes. Or in the spiritual world, only Yashodamani and Radharani cook for Krishna. And here in Swarupsav, two rounders, you know, they will cook for Krishna. And we also tell them, chant two rounds, use school, you know, clean paraphernalia, take bath, and then start cooking. Can you imagine what Krishna Prabhupada has provided us? Yes. So just by associating with the Lord, by doing these activities, one can become all pure. All pure. And second thing is, that we are very, very fortunate because we have taken birth in Bharatvarsha and we read those shlokas. And the third thing, which we have to imbibe in our life very nicely, is Srimad Bhagavatam has everything. Just by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, yes, all that recreation part which we expect by seeing a movie or a cinema or any serial, everything will be fulfilled. Yes, everything. So these are three things, you know, which we take from this wonderful pastime of Lord Varahadev. Yes. So any questions we have regarding this? And then we'll offer a short prayer and we'll sing one Vaishnava bhajan. Any questions? Yes, Guru. Normally when I ask any questions, I do a formality. So, so if you don't ask, it will be nice. But still, yes, yes.
Probably,
you
said you are fortunate to be born in Bharatvarsha. At one point, we also hear that Bharatvarsha actually was the entire planet. So, in that sense, anywhere we are born, we are fortunate, or particularly we are talking about literally separate Bharatvarsha.
Here, Varsha means, you know, the Bharat Varsha, the entire planet we're talking about. Yes. So, if you read the description of this Bhumandal from the fifth canto, so it is given that it's divided into various Varshas, and one of them is Bharat Varsha. So, we're talking about that place, Bharat Varsha. Yes. Yeah, that's pretty good. Anything else? Again, I'm doing a formality.
So, in this way, in Bengaluru, we are seeing that two iskans is there, and they have a right, so can you put some light on it? Because as a new fight devotee, there is very confusing that which right is wrong. So, can you put some light on it? Because as a new fight devotee, it is difficult to understand the what is what. So, since we understood that we are new fight, we should now approach a senior devotee and ask the what is what.
And we should use our common sense. It's not a very big thing to understand, you know, what is right and what is wrong. So one is we can use our common sense for that, you know, what Srila Prabhupada is talking in the books and what are we seeing in life. So one is, you know, when we really want to explore something, you know, the truth, we have to put some endeavor. So just by reading Srila Prabhupada's books, we'll understand what is the truth. Not by just taking, you know, one letter or one paragraph from Chaitanya Charitamrita Bhagavatam, you can prove that, you know, I'm correct or something. Just by reading books, we can. But anyway, it's not a big fight. So, so finally, we offer a very wonderful prayer to Lord Varahadev. Varahadev lifted the earth from the ocean. Yes, and the ocean, it is described that it was very, very. It was below. No, the all the lower planetary system, seven lower planetary system. Yes. And since, you know, here one more commentary of Acharya is why Lord took the bird form. Because he was supposed to enter a filthy place. No, he took that bird form. Yes. We pray to Lord Varaha on this auspicious day that may you enter our heart and you lift that bhakti which is drowning in that ocean, the dirty ocean of anarthas and apradha. And when you lift that and place it back, maybe that is the day when we can progress in Bhakti. Yes. Varahadev ki! And tomorrow is Nityananda Trayodashi. Yes. So Gaudiya Vaishnavas have two important festivals. Which are those? Gaur Purnima? No. Janmashtami? No. Radhastami, yes. Radhastami and Balaram Jayanti, no? Nityananda Trayodashi and Radhastami. He appears in this beautiful form of Nityananda. And Nityananda is very, very, very merciful. Now, I'll not give a class tomorrow. Already we know we have a class which is not scheduled. So we'll have nice katha on Nityananda Prabhu's pastimes. So one small element to understand how merciful Nityananda is. This I was telling recently in one of the class. So Krishna, I say in Bhagavad Gita, Yetama prapadyante tamstaiva bhajami. The way you will approach, I will approach even. Hiranyaksha approached to fight, Kali approached to fight, now Krishna also approached to fight. Yes? Visible? He also approached to fight. Similarly, now where Krishna says, I am taking an exam. Yes? And you have to score 35 to pass. That is the passing mark. But you know, for us it's very difficult. This exam is very, very difficult. The exam of bhakti, very difficult. Yes? So we cannot pass by, you know, Krishna supervising. It's very difficult. Then comes Gauranga. Gauranga says, okay, you just come and you write your name on the paper. That's okay. I'll pass you. Just write the name on the paper. And then, you know, we are so lazy. Who will go to exam on? Kuch karna hai to idhar aake karo. And Nityananda Prabhu, such a merciful personality. He comes to our place and he says, you write your name here. No, I'll pass you. That's the amazing, merciful nature of Nityananda Prabhu. One level ahead, yes, the representative of Nityananda Prabhu, that is Srila Prabhupada, he says, I'll come to your place, I'll write your name, and I'll pass you. Yes. So Nityananda Prabhu was going door to door to tell people, please chant the holy names of Krishna. And then he understood, no, these people are not eligible to chant Krishna's holy name. Then he started going around and saying, chant Gauranga's name. Gauranga! And then in this song, you know, which we're going to sing, he says, anyone who chants Gauranga with a tear in the eyes, yes, I'll give you everything, including myself. Yes. So tomorrow is a very, very wonderful opportunity to get the mercy of this wonderful devotee, Nityananda Prabhu, or wonderful personality, Nityananda Prabhu. If one gets the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, he easily gets the mercy of Sri Gauranga. And when we get the mercy of Sri Gauranga and Nityananda Prabhu, then only we can understand the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Or else it's not possible. Yes? So with this, let's sing this wonderful bhajan. Ready everyone? Is it visible? Yes. Let's chant and let's pray intensely and let's understand the mood. So I'll try to explain the verses also in between. So when I'm explaining, the instrument sound can go a bit slow, soft. It can go on, but it can be soft. Let's start. Boro shukhe khabar gai, 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 sura Thakur is saying that I've got a very nice news, very great news. We can continue playing. It will be difficult to resume. He's saying that there's a very nice news. And what is the news? At a place called Sulubikunj, there's a Namahatta. What is happening at Nama Hatta? Let's see in the next verse.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare
Let's chant Gauranga Dityananda's name. I chant Gauranga and you chant the Kananda. And when I chant the Kananda, you chant Gauranga. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.